Letting the body settle. The Buddha says, what a person considers and reflects upon for a long time, to that his or her mind will bend and incline. To support the equanimity reflection, Taking some time to reflect on the basic facts, the fact of change. So we'll take a few seconds recognizing the very real truth of change. This day began, unfolded, and is now on its way to ending. Every day of our life, every year of our life, has followed the same unceasing course of arising and then ceasing. Each breath arises and then it ceases. Each thought everything that we've ever experienced, every thought, every sound, every sight was just some phenomena that arose and then ceased. Simply appreciating this basic fact that things arise and then they cease. We can reflect on the basic fact that whenever the mind grasps, whenever the mind wants something to be more permanent than it actually is, to be stable and dependable, then there's suffering. In other words, denying the impermanent nature of things is dukkha, is suffering. Resisting change causes tightness. Being in denial of the ephemeral nature of life, of thought, is stressful. And the third fact that we can reflect on, supporting the arising of equanimity, is to reflect on the quality of this unfolding, changing stream of life that we're experiencing. So we're noticing that there's really no center to the unfolding mind-body experience that we know. It's a conditional unfolding, a lawful unfolding. And we never find a stable center, somebody who owns this unfolding, somebody it belongs to. Instead, we keep finding this natural, lawful unfolding. Thoughts unfold lawfully and naturally, and sounds and sights and touches. No permanent center, no permanent self is found. This is the third reflection. Anicca, dukkha, anatta. Impermanence, grasping is stressful, and the not-self quality, the impersonal quality of this changing, unfolding flow of experience. So let's begin the equanimity reflection. The traditional order is to begin with a neutral person, but just follow your intuition. So from neutral person, then bringing to mind a benefactor, dear friend, enemy, or difficult person, bringing to mind yourself, all beings. So that's the traditional order. So bring somebody to mind, somebody neutral, somebody you can easily bring to mind, like a colleague at work or somebody who lives in the neighborhood that you've seen. As if we were in a friendly way with this person, just acknowledging this basic truth. This is a lawful universe. Everything is unfolding according to causes and conditions. It's not a mistake. Still, I care about your life. May your heart relate to this changing, to the changing conditions of your life with wisdom and ease. I'll go through this longer version of the equanimity phrases, but feel free to adapt and adjust it any way that's useful. So I'll go through it a few more times. Feeling the heart as you connect with the person. This is a lawful universe we live in. Everything is unfolding according to causes and conditions. Still, I care about your life. May you relate to the changing conditions of your life with wisdom and ease. Appreciating that this is a lawful universe. Everything is unfolding according to causes and conditions. Still, I care about your life. May your heart relate to the changing conditions with wisdom and ease. So let's continue on our own. Settle into steady rhythm, relying on the repetition of a phrase or phrases until they're no longer needed. You feel it's time, bring to mind a dear friend, a mentor, taking the time to have a felt sense or a visual sense of being right with this person, connected, recognizing, I care about your life. But we live in a lawful universe where everything is unfolding according to causes and conditions. May you relate to your life with wisdom and ease. I care about you. And we live in this world, this lawful universe, where everything unfolds due to causes and conditions. May you relate to your life with wisdom and ease. And if and when you feel ready to bring a difficult person to mind, you might want to change the phrase so you can be honest. I appreciate that you also wish to be happy. We live in this lawful universe where everything is unfolding according to causes and conditions. May you relate to the changing conditions of your life with wisdom and ease. This might be a good time to do the practice for yourself, recognizing this basic truth: I care about this life, I care about this heart. And knowing that I live in a lawful universe where everything is unfolding according to causes and conditions. May this heart relate to the changing conditions of my life with wisdom and ease. Just as I care about this life, I recognize that everybody wants to be happy, just as I wish to be happy. I care about all the people here in this room, caring about all my friends and family, caring about all the creatures, all the people on this planet, 7 billion people, happy people and sad people, those in pain, all creatures, all beings in all directions. We all together live in this lawful universe where things unfold according to causes and conditions. May we all relate with wisdom and ease to the changing conditions of our lives. May we be free from suffering and free from the roots of suffering. Take a moment and stretch out our legs.